We are starting this week Parshas Pinchas. This is the, it's not sad, I wouldn't call it, but it's the beginning of the end. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu realizes that his time is finite. He's having a couple of weeks. You know, his siblings have already passed on. He's the only one left. And soon he's going to give, a six-week pep talk, which is Sefer Dvarim. And, he sees the writing on the wall. So he has HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only time we have such a pasuk in the entire Torah. This week's parasha, Vedaber Moshe El Hashem Leimar. Moshe says to Hashem, he says, you got to take care of the generation in the time after. So I thought maybe we'd talk about the uniqueness of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not two parts of the series. It's two different shiurim. But I asked today whether we should do a lumdish shiur by Moshe Rabbeinu or more of a hashkafic shiur by Moshe Rabbeinu. Which one should we do first? So tonight will be more of the hashkafic. That was the vote to do first. And next week will be lumdish hashkafic, regarding Moshe Rabbeinu. Hopefully, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do that as well. But tonight we'll talk about Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam tells us in Pirush Mishnayos, as we know, the end of Sanhedrin, he's the one that came up with the 13 principles of faith. He made 13. Not all Rishonim have 13. The Sefer Yikarim has 3. Some of it are, they believe in the same ideas in some way, but Rama has 13, which he categorizes, and of course that's Yigdal. But number 6 and number 7 in the Yesodos Ha'emuna, number 6, the Rambam says, is Nevuah. We believe in Nevuah, we believe in prophecy. We believe that there are religious personalities in our history that are very spiritually developed. V'shleimus gedola, they've achieved perfection. V'tzeskone nafsha mashem mekabelas suras haseichel. The Rambam's Lashon, if you look more in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah, he talks about Nevuah being a natural progression that a person reaches. That once a person has his bodhidos and perfects himself so much that automatically he is linked in to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's Nevuah, according to the Rambam. It's a natural progression. And we believe in this. We believe in the communication between a Kadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael and his people. V'yishaber oso ha-seichel ha-anoshi v'seichel ha-poel. The seichel of man connects to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'yazal aleim imenu atzil ha-shefa v'chulu. We believe in Nevuah. Parenthetical, not for now, but it's a gorgeous piece if you've never seen it. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Ish HaEmunah that, did we discuss this last week? No, Shabbos and Yom Tov. I mentioned it in a different shir. In Ish HaEmunah, the Rav writes, why is it that Chazal Dafka, Bishas Ashi Knesset HaGadola, created the structure of Tefillah and created the mandate of Tefillah? And all the dinim derabanan, remember the Rambam says, only the structure of Shema Fakasha Odaz Daraisa. Everything else out is derabanan. The words that we say and the time that we say, everything is derabanan. Why dafka then in history did Chazal mandate and structure tefillah? Explains Rav Soloveitchik. Because they knew that Nevuah was coming to an end. They knew that Chagai Zachariah Malachi were the last ones. I just saw this week in the Avos Rebbe Nosson. Avos Rebbe Nosson is an expansion of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is only 5 or 6 prakim, and Avos Rebbe Nosson is about 41 prakim. Each line in Pirkei Avos gets about six paragraphs in Avos Rebbe Nosson. So Avos Rebbe Nosson, which is considered Brises, it has also the Shalshalas HaMesorah at the beginning, but it adds in 2 stages. Moshe, Yoshua, Zekanim, Shoftim, we usually think Zekanim are Shoftim, Zekanim, Shoftim, Nevi'im, I'm sorry, I skipped one. Nevi'im, Chagai Zechariah Malachi, Anshei Knesset HaGedolah. Chagai Zechariah Malachi are their own category of transitionary people. They're the last Nevi'im, but they're separate. So says Rav Soloveitchik, they knew at that time that they were going to be the last Nevi'im, and the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were not ready to accept the tragic reality that there would not be communication between man and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nevuah was ending. They said, we need to continue. So they instituted tefillah. Tefillah is this exact, the opposite coin, the opposite side of the coin. It's 2 sides of the same coin. There's one conversation going on. It's just that in Nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking to man. In tefillah, man's talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it's the same idea. So I think that this Rambam is about the Yesod is about the communication. There's Nevuah, but tefillah is the other side of the Yesod. So that's one yisod that we have. Again, there's more with that Rav Soloveitchik, but feel free to look at it. But then we have yisod number seven. Yisod HaShvi, not only is there nevuah, but one of the yisodos HaEmunah is nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is unique. Right? What do we say in Yigdal? Okam b'Yisrael kolosha od, navi umabit es tumunaso. Yisod HaShvi nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, v'hu shena'amin, shehu avien shakal ha'neviyim. He is the father of all Nevi'im. Shekadmo lefanav abayim acharav. Those that came before him, they were Nevi'im before, and there were Nevi'im, obviously, afterwards. The Gemara tells us there were 48 Nevi'im. What is it? A Navi doesn't mean only somebody who communicates with God. A Navi is someone who receives a Nevuah to give over. There were hundreds of Nevi'im. You look at the days of Shaul. But a Navi, the 48 Nevi'im listed in Megillah, well, they're not listed in the Gemara. The Nevi'os are listed in the Gemara. The Gemara just says there were 48, and the Rashi has his list, and the Vilna Gaon has his list. But the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu is unique amongst all Nevi'im is the Yisod here. HaKohem l'mata mimenu b'mala. They are all under him, obviously not under physically, but in quality. L'mata mimenu b'mala. V'hu b'chir Hashem mikol amina enoshi. And he is the chosen from all of humankind. Asher hisig mimenu yis'ala yosef b'mashi hisig v'yasek haladav shenimsa v'shimase. Nobody will ever be like him. Lo nisha l'fanav shum mesach. Shalom Krao, there wasn't any screen that he did not tear open. Below Atzar Baado, Shum Atzar Gufani, nothing physical held him back. Below Nishar Bo Shum Dover Menachisaro Momavlo Marbe. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu. Good. So the following is not a problem or contradiction, but it's still something very interesting. Why the Rambam does this. This same Rambam, and some of you are probably familiar with this, in Hilchos Teshuva, where the Rambam talks about Bechira Chavshis. Interestingly, he talks about Bechira Chavshis in the middle of Hilchos Teshuva, not at the beginning of Hilchos Teshuva. Bechira Chavshis, free choice, is the basis for Teshuva, and yet the Rambam puts it into the middle of Hilchos Teshuva, and the Rambam tells us, Rishus l'chol adam nesuna, the Rishus, each person has the ability to choose. Imratzo l'hatos atzma l'derech tova v'lil sadik Rishus b'yado. If a person wants to choose to be a tzaddik, the rishus is biyado. In Ratzel Hatos Adlo Derech Ra Elias Rasha, the rishus biyado. His rishus, right? This chazal appears in the first mesechta in Shas and the last mesechta in Shas. Hakol bidei shemayim chus b'yir shemayim. Brachas nida, right? That's what it's all about. Everything is bidei shemayim, but yir shemayim is not. Bidei shemayim. Yir shemayim is up to us. The choices that we make every day. Whether we're going to get up on time, whether we're going to have kavana, whether we're going to control our anger. Every day, it doesn't matter what we did yesterday. Hein hadam, because of the Torah, hein hadam, ko yika'achan imenu l'das tova ra. Klomar, hein min zesh shal adam. Man is unique among all creatures of the universe. Yachid ba'olam. They min sheni domelo. Right? Not like angels, not like animals. Only human beings. Only we can make decisions. We can make decisions. And then the Rambam adds. And the following should not cross your mind. That some foolish amongst the nations say, Israel, goes there Adam that Hashem is goes there. Hashem is going through everything else, but not that. Right, the Gemara Nida, right? Tipesh, Chacham, Ashir, Ani, everything else Hashem is goes there. Tzadik or Rashi is not goes there. That's up to us. Eina davar kein. Ella, the Rambam says, you could be great. And if you were the Rambam and you had to pick some biblical personality that you could be as great as, who would you choose? Who would you choose? You could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. That's who the Rambam chooses. He does not choose one of the four people who never sinned. Interesting. Maybe we'll get to that later. That's Hashem. But the Rambam says you could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu or as evil as Yeravam and Nevat. So we're not going to focus on Yeravam, but as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's interesting. The Rambam just told us in Firsha Mishnayis that Moshe's unique, different. You can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu before him, afterwards. And here the Rambam tells us, you could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Great. Ein adavar kein. Kol adam ro'li osadik Moshe Rabbeinu, arashik ro'ri nevat. So it's not a stira. Why isn't it a stira? Why isn't it a Stira? The first Rambam was? So I'm at Nevuah. The Ikar is that it's about prophecy. We can't be like the Moshe Rabbeinu in prophecy. That's Ani Man Ben Munah Shalema, that no matter how much we perfect ourselves, we can't be like Moshe Rabbeinu in prophecy. So he's talking about in Tzidkus. But still, it's interesting that the Rambam picks that person to say that we could be like. Mi Moshe ad Moshe will come Kemoshe. Interesting. So somebody once told me that, right, on the Ramaz Kever, it says, Mi Moshe ad Moshe, Moshe will come Kemoshe. That's not true. When I was there, I went with Reishit a couple of years ago. So on the Ramaz Kever, it says the same thing. When they wrote the Ramaz Kever, they probably didn't know what they said on the Ramaz Kever. Maybe it wasn't, you know, redone yet, but they're in Poland, and it says the same thing, Mi Moshe ad Moshe will come Kemoshe. Right on that. And they say, B'shem, when Rav Moshe Feinstein was getting older in years, and they, mm-hmm. there was a shmua that they wanted a Mi Moshe ad Moshe ad Moshe, he nixed it. Mm-hmm. Right? That's not happening. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a huge Megillah on his kever. If you've been there on Har Nuchot, a whole long, like a Dibras Moshe on the kever. But in any case, so the Rambam himself, right, the one who has Mi Moshe ad Moshe on his kever, says, you could be like Moshe Rabbein. But if the Rambam says that, then maybe it behooves us to think a little bit about Moshe Rabbeinu. What does Moshe Rabbeinu have to do with my life? How can I mirror Moshe Rabbeinu in my religious personality? What could I learn from his life? Right, as we start, this week's parsha is really the beginning of the end of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Parsha's Pincha starts the torch being passed. Many midrashim, beautiful imagery about Moshe Rabbeinu, what he did to Yoshua ben Nun, whether he lit his fire or he poured oil into his coast, well, different imagery that is described. But this is Moshe Rabbeinu, so we have to start talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. And we have to recognize that it's not only the Rambam, there's a beautiful thought that Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, this one is a little bit well known. If you've heard it, it's great to use it as simcha. A number of thoughts that we'll have tonight will be very powerful to use it as simcha. But Rabbi Yaakov says, talking about Moshe Rabbeinu and relating Moshe Rabbeinu in general terms to our lives. Right, Rabbi Yaakov says it's halach in Yeridaya. Halach in Yeridaya, he quotes it there in Simon Pei Aleph, that a Jewish baby should not nurse from an Egyptian woman. Shouldn't nurse from an Egyptian woman. Chalav mitzvahs kechalav Yisraelis. Become akom lo yanik tinok min ha-mitzvahs im efshar b'Yisraelis. Why? Because the Shulchan Aruch, timtum alev, closes up the heart. And the Mefarshim say, oh, who's it based on? Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu's a little baby. He wouldn't nurse from the Egyptian woman until they finally found Yocheved, and Moshe Rabbeinu nursed. And Rashi there quotes, it's based on the Rashba also, because Moshe Rabbeinu was Asa L'daber and Mashchina, he was going to talk to Shechina, it's not appropriate for him to nurse from an Egyptian woman. Fine. Yes, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, that's beautiful. Moshe Rabbeinu, Asa L'daber and Mashchina, should have nursed from an Egyptian woman, but what does that have to do with me? Why is this Rama put that in? The Shulchan Aruch is not written for Moshe Rabbeinu's only. The Shulchan Aruch is written for all of us. In the Shulchan Aruch, it says that a Jewish baby shouldn't nurse from an Egyptian woman. What is that? That's based on Moshe Rabbeinu, Aslo Dabar, Mashchina. What does that have to do with me? What do you see from here, says Rabbi Yaakov? That every child we have to treat as a potential Moshe Rabbeinu, as a potential Aslo Dabar, Mashchina. That's what it's in Shulchan Aruch for, says Rabbi Yaakov. Umavur mizel limud gadol binyan chinuch. Shetzara cha'av litin lebanov l'kol yalad katon yisikoy l'daber mashchina. V'lachin tzorach lios kolinyan b'chinucha b'madreka kazu. We have to treat and give education to our children, our grandchildren, with this mentality in mind. And that's why it's in the Shulchan Aruch. So again, Rav Yaakov notes that Rav Moshe Feinstein's the potential is in our grasp. So again, we ask, so what is it about Moshe Rabbeinu's life that we could take with us and learn from? So let's start from the beginning. The beginning of Moshe Rabbeinu's life. Hopefully we'll see over the next few moments three ideas relating to Moshe Rabbeinu's life, which hopefully will merge into one by the end, but three ideas. Number one, let's go back to the beginning. Source number four, the first thing we know about Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu grows up in the palace of Paro. Moshe Rabbeinu goes up. And he goes out. He sees his brethren. He sees a fellow Jew being beat up. He looks around. Chazal say what they say. And he kills the Mitzri. That was on day one. Day two is a busy week for Moshe Rabbeinu. He goes out on day two. V'hinei shnei anashim ivrim nitzim. He sees two Jews fighting. V'yomar l'rasha, lo masakam yecha, what are you doing? Why are you hitting your friend? V'yomar. Chazal say, doesn't an aviram, oh, who made you the boss? Oh, you're going to kill us like you killed the other one? Oh, Moshe didn't realize. You knew about that? You saw? I looked like Arkianish. I didn't see anybody was looking. So Moshe runs away. Chazal tell us, Rashi quotes it, not here, but elsewhere, that Moshe Rabbeinu's neck turned to stone, and the executioner couldn't kill him, and he runs to Midian. Okay, so you would think Moshe now is a fugitive. Moshe's on the run. You would think he would keep a low profile. You would think he doesn't want, there's probably like wanted signs on all the telephone poles. You know, have you seen this man? What does Moshe Rabbeinu do? He goes to the Times Square of Midian. He goes to the well. And all of a sudden, he sees these girls getting abused by the shepherds. And all of a sudden, he starts pushing away the shepherds as if he has nothing to hide. What's Moshe Rabbeinu doing? The first three things we know about Moshe Rabbeinu. The first three events that he did. What does he do? He goes out. He witnesses three quarrels. Three fights he witnesses. What's the relationship between all three? First day he goes out, Jew, non-Jew. Second day, Jew, Jew. Third day, non-Jew, non-Jew. What's the message? Moshe Rabbeinu cannot stand idly by when there's an injustice taking place. Doesn't matter what the whole world is doing. If I see somebody needs help, if I see that there's somebody, like you just said, somebody is weak, I need to help. I need to get involved. And again, I don't care whatever the rest of the nation is doing. I don't know what the whole world is doing. This is what I have to do because I answer to a higher authority. Because I follow what I know is right from my HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because I can't not get involved. And maybe we even know that from Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Mention this in another context. We know Moshe Rabbeinu had a very unique and special name. Moshe. But the Medrash tells us that he had many names. Tuvia. That's a great one. Tovia. Good is Hashem. Aviza Noach. Avigdor. Yeah, Moshe's the one that's stuck. Moshe's stuck. What's so significant about Moshe? So the Medrash asks this question. But the Torah tells us, "Vatikrashmo Moshe." Where the pasuk says, "Bas Paro Dafka," the one, the non-Jew, gave the name, and Amayim Mishisiu, pulled from the water. That's so significant of an event in Moshe Rabbeinu's life. He was pulled from the water. So forevermore, we're going to call him Pulled from Water. Sounds like one of those old American Indian names. What's your name? Big Storm. Why? So I was born during a big storm. Right? What's your name? Pulled from water. Right? Well, why is that so significant in Moshe Rabbeinu's life? So I think I once heard in the name of Rav Amital, Moshe, water represents the ultimate in conformity. Right? Water takes upon itself the shape of the container into which it's poured. If I pour water into here, now it looks like the shape of this bottle. If I pour water into a triangular container, the water becomes triangular. Water represents the ultimate in conformity. Moshe was pulled from the water. Moshe was the anti-water. Because he didn't conform. He did what's right because he knew that's what I have to do. And he had to give that message to all of Am Yisrael a week after Yetzias Mitzrayim. When he pulled them all out of the water at Kriyas Yamsuf. Because that's what it takes to be a Jew, to stand up strong. Rabbi Lam writes, when we just got the set of drushes, Rabbi Lam writes one of his drushes in Parshas Baal Oscha. But years ago, I remember, I heard this, Rav Schechter quoted this from Rabbi Lam. Right? But it's in Rabbi Lam's drushes. Parshas Baal Oscha, we know it's the only time in the Torah that there are backwards nuns. Backwards letters in the Torah, I should say. Backwards letters. Right, but the Gemara and Shabbos, it's surrounded. So why dafka nun? Why dafka nuns? Right, they look like brackets, kind of. But why lamed is a nice big letter. Why dafka nun? So Rabbi Lam explains, Nuna in Aramaic is a fish. If Nuna is a fish, sometimes by Hibin Soha Aaron, to carry the Torah in life, you have to be like a backwards fish. You have to be like a fish going upstream. You have to go against the tide. You have to be a Moshe in Amayim Mishisiyu. You have to stand up for what we believe in. It doesn't matter what everyone else is doing. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu does. He has objective standards and values. And that's the first thing we learn about Moshe Rabbeinu's personality. Okay. Number two. Second idea. Okay. The next 6 minutes, if you ever have to speak at a Sheva Brachos, or an engagement party, or an anniversary party, right here. Question. Chazan says to Akala, under the chuppah, Harei HaMekudesh is leave at the Bazu, because that's Moshe Yisrael. Moshe Yisrael. Everything we do has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Every mitzvah that we do has to do with Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu gave us the Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebal Peh. Why not get a wedding do we mention Moshe Rabbeinu? Because that's Moshe Yisrael. Harei HaShekel Lulav, because that's Moshe Yisrael. Every mitzvah that we do is Moshe Rabbeinu. Why dafka at a wedding does the chassan say to the kala, Hari HaMekudesh Asli? If you look at the last pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, the last pasuk, remember Mishpatim is Maimon Har Sinai take 2. Yisra was the famous Maimon Har Sinai description, but Nasa V'Nishma is not there. Right? You got to wait till the end of Mishpatim. Perach of Dalid for Nasa V'Nishma, and you have another different description of Moshe with the blood and the Sefer Habris. It's important to know the differences between Yisro and Mishpatim. But all the way at the end, it says Moshe Rabbeinu was on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights. That's the last pasuk. Vayava Moshe Pesocha Anan, Vayala Har Sin Elahar, Vayimoshe Bahar Abaram Yova Baram Laila. 40 days and 40 nights. Says the Eben Ezra. The last Eben Ezra there in Parshat Mishpatim. 40 days and 40 nights. Vayimoshe Bahar Shelo Yarad. He didn't go down. Lechem lo achalti, mayim lo shasisi. He didn't eat, he didn't drink. V'zeh peleg gadol, lo nia kamo lefanav. This is an unbelievable miracle. There's never been anything like this in the history of the world, says the Eben Ezra. This was an amazing miracle. The Eben Ezra was getting very excited. This miracle was unbelievable. The Eben Ezra doesn't say this by other miracles. It sounds like he's saying this is the most amazing miracle. You think there was never anything like this by a human being? It sounds like there's never a Pella like this. What? Kriyas Yamsuf was also pretty amazing. The walls of Yericho getting swallowed up. Makas Bechoros. The Eben Ezra picks on this. Pella Godol Onia Kamol Lefanav. Is he Dafka saying within humans? It sounds like he's saying, what a Pella. So I heard in the name of Rav Kreisworth. The Medrash tells us at the end of Dvarim, source number 9, on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's 120th birthday, Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe, you can't go in. Please, please, hundreds of times. No. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, it's time. Moshe says, 10 more minutes. 10 more minutes. No. 5 minutes. 1 minute. It's time. How about you make me a bird? I'll just like fly around a little bit. How about that? Sorry. He bargains and bargains and begs and asks. No. What's the message of the Medrash? An hour. 5 minutes. More than any other person in the history of the world, Moshe Rabbeinu recognized the value of every moment. The value of time. 5 minutes? 5 minutes! Olam Haba in 5 minutes! This was Moshe Rabbeinu. He recognized what it means to use every moment to be Baba Yamim. And yet, says Rav Kreisworth, even with this recognition that the value of every moment, he was ready to be Moser 40 days and nights of his life. When he wasn't human, he wasn't eating, drinking, sleeping, he was ready to give over 40 days and nights of his life for the good of a fellow Jew, for all fellow Jews, to bring down the Torah, to give them something for the rest of history. Says the Eben Ezra, that Mesiras Nefesh that Moshe Rabbeinu showed for Klal Yisrael, Lohaya Pelakamo, there's never been such a Mesiris Nefesh for a fellow Jew in the history of the world. Someone with such recognition of the value of every moment, and yet he was ready to give it up for someone else? Moshe could have stayed and gotten it for himself. No! It was for all of Am Yisrael, Lohaya Pelakamo. There was never anything like this. And we know Moshe Rabbeinu even did it for animals, not just for people. Moshe Rabbeinu had such a heart. Right, the Medrash, how he got to the Sneh. Right, Baruch Mimenu Gedi, the Ratzach Harav, a goat ran away from him, and he ran after that. Shigia le Chasid, Kivit Shigia le Chasid, Nizamna lo Brecha Shalmayim. The Gedi was drinking. He's like, oh, I didn't know. Kivit Shigia Moshe Etzlo, when Moshe got to the Gedi, Amar, Ani lo Yisi Yodea Sherotzayita. I didn't know, little Shepsalah, I didn't know that you were going to the Brecha. What does he do? Mahir Kiveu Octavu, he takes the sheep. Ever been to a petting zoo? Sheep stink and they have straw on them and they're dirty. Moshe Rabbeinu takes it onto his back. No problem, because he had such love for every other creature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kavachomer, every other person. A chassan stands under a chuppah and says to a kala, Hare am kudeshesli, you are sanctified to me, and I am committed to you with the same mesira, the same loyalty, the same readiness to give of my life to that Moshe Yisrael, like Moshe Rabbeinu gave for Klal Yisrael, that he was ready to commit to for Klal Yisrael. That readiness to share, to give. I once heard, I think in one of Rabbi Shor's Svarim, he quoted someone. Isn't it interesting that a person's, the right is always more chashuv. The right. Chaim Kanievsky has a whole list of 88, I think, halachis, minhagim, and yonim, that's to do with being righty-lefty. He has seven categories, and it's safer on Hilfas Tefillin, Masefas Tefillin. He has seven categories, he takes those 88, things that make a difference if you're righty or lefty, things that don't make a difference, things that have to do with the shechina facing you, things that have to do, he goes through, he categorizes them. So, Rav Shor writes, isn't it interesting that your heart is on your left? Shouldn't like a Kaddish Baruch Hu have made the heart on my right? Because, you know, it's the right side is always more chashuv. So shouldn't the heart have been on my right? Like, it's not kasha. But wouldn't it, if the right is always more chashuv, the heart should be on the right. So Rav Shor wrote, no. But the heart's on the right side of the person you're looking at. Because that's what we have to focus on. And it's all about the Mesiris Nefesh that Moshe Rabbeinu showed, and that's message number two of Moshe Rabbeinu. He stands up to a higher authority, he does what he knows is right, he's the anti-water, and number two, the Mesiris Nefesh that he has. And finally, number three. We think of Moshe Rabbeinu as perfect from birth, maybe a few bumps in the road, but really he's Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, he's Nolad Mahol, he was called Tov, and the basket lit up when he was in the basket. But there is an apocryphal story. Again, we're not here to debate whether it's true or not. There have been doctoral theses written about this story. But it's found in the Teferis Yisrael, and it's found in the Shidduch Kubetzos. So those are two pretty authoritative sources that we could just quote the story and at least get the message from the story in any case. The story is told, the Teferis Yisrael, the end of the Masechta Kiddushin, Yabedim, source number 11, about an Arabian king that heard about Am Yisrael and heard about Moshe Rabbeinu, heard about the great Moses, and he wanted to know what makes this man tick. I want to know a little more about Moshe Rabbeinu. So what did he do? The story is told here. Bismu ma'od al zeh ha'ish Moshe, ki al yodo nasu kol ha'gvuros v'naflos ha'elu. He was the one that split the sea, and he was the one that did everything. And b'schus him is the man, this magical bread from heaven. V'lachein es orer melech aravi echad v'yishlach sayar mubchar. He sent his expert artist. His expert artist, l'tsayer tzmunas hamanig agadol hazeh l'aviyo elov. Go draw me a picture of the great Moses. He sends his expert artist. V'yelech hatsayar v'yitsayer tzmunatau. He goes, he finds Moshe. I don't think Moshe Rabbeinu sat and posed for the artist. But anyway, he found the picture and he brought it back. And then the king, the Arabian king, had his professional face reader. Look at the picture of Moshe Rabbeinu and say, tell me about this man. Tell me about this man. And the face reader looks at the face of Moshe Rabbeinu and says, looks like this man has a anger management issue. Looks like he had a tough upbringing. Looks like v'chulu v'chulu. And so, what are you talking about? This is the great Moses. This is the picture that you don't understand. This is, I'm just telling you what I see. What do you want from me? I said, what do you don't know? Either my artist messed up or my face reader is lying. I guess if you want a job done, you got to do it yourself. So the king gets on a horse and he goes and finds Am Yisrael. He goes into the desert and finally finds them. And he finds, where's Moshe? Goes to the tent, opens the tent. Moshe comes out and he looks exactly like he does in the picture. The artist was perfect. Artist did a great job. And he says, top of the left column, Moshe he said, I have an artist and a face reader, and he told me, I don't understand. He told me you have an anger management issue, and he says you had some difficulties. The Yomar Od, Bi Adoni Isha Elokim, Kodem Shereisi Panecha Panei Elokim, Amarti. Before I saw you, I said, Ulayat Sayar Shagabim Lachto. Maybe my artist messed up. Levavur Chachmemo for some of the Bakiyim, Ma'od Bechachmas, Hafizinami. Right? I guess that's the face reader. The Ein Dugmatat. So, I don't understand, Moshe says. Not in these words. Elu Ve'elu De Real Kimchai. Your face reader is right. Your artist is right. You think I was born like this? You think I was born the great Moses? I had to work my whole life. I wasn't saying it out of guile. I was just saying it out of... It's not easy. It doesn't mean that somebody's perfect. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't born perfect. Right? He worked and he worked and he worked on himself. You might have heard the story of the Ramosha Feinstein and the Schulzinger Shas. I think I probably heard this 30 years ago from Rabbi Fran. One of those used to be the tapes before the internet. They were the Rabbi Fran tapes. I remember growing up getting those tapes. So he says the story there of the Schulzinger right after the war when there weren't so many Gemaras. So they printed a Schulzinger Shas, a few editions, and Ramosha got one of the editions of the new Shas and that were printed. And the story goes that Ramosha was learning with a Talmud, and Ramosha was writing notes, and they didn't have the regular pens. They had like a little ink thing, and you stick the point in, and you write. And Ramosha got a phone call. And if you can imagine, there's something called a non-cordless phone. You have to stand by the wall with the wire, and however long the wire goes, that says, there's no prior member of my siblings on the phone. I'm on the phone, like, there's no privacy. You get a phone call in the kitchen. Okay, you're in the kitchen. Everybody's got to hear your conversation. So that's kachazet. So Ramosha went into the kitchen, whatever it was, to get the phone call. And the Talmud wanted to see what Ramosha was writing. He was writing all these notes. The Talmud went close to look. What is that? And all of a sudden, you would have known it. He bangs into the little bowl of ink. And the ink spills all over Ramosha's new shas. And the Talmud, to tell the story, says his feet were frozen to the floor. Could have moved. Gosh, he was frozen. He was... Ramosha walks in, and he couldn't move. He realizes what happened. He goes over to the boy, puts his arm around him, and says, the Gemara looks very nice and blue. And afterwards, Ramosha finds and says, you think that was easy to come to that level? Again, Ramosha was the An of Mikol Adam. My mother grew up on the Lower East Side. She remembers, like, walking, and remembers Ramosha, like, kids playing elimination on the side, like, Maishi, Maishi, and Ramosha would be walking, yeah, what? Like, no, not you! It's like, my mother remembers, like, he was a little, like, he didn't tell himself, this is wrong. Rabbi Sifkin said, sure, tell stories, but this is more, Ramosha said, you think it's easy? Moshe Rabbeinu, it didn't come naturally, so to speak. It's someone who became the greatest leader that we ever had based on overcoming. Not being born perfect. Because everybody's going to make mistakes. We overcome the mistakes. Getting back to what I mentioned before, the four people that never sinned. Right? Gemara and Shabbos, Bo Basra. Four people never sinned. Who are they? Yishai, Amram, Kilav, and Binyamin. Right? What's the connection between those four? I remember when I was in YU, a couple of years ago. I remember Alan Schwartz mentioned, Alan Schwartz Shlita mentioned, all four are very close to the person who made the difference in Jewish history. Right, all four, Yishai, David, Kilav Shlomo, Binyamin Yosef, Amram Moshe. Meaning what? The leaders of Am Yisrael were not perfect. It doesn't mean you have to be perfect. We have to try to do our best and overcome any challenges that we might have and perfect ourselves given the abilities and the talents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. Remember, once heard a pshat, again, I think it was in one of the Sfarim, maybe Rabbi Franz Sfarim, I don't remember. But if you remember getting back to the snare, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to convince Moshe Rabbeinu to go to Mitzrayim. Come on, you got to go. No, I don't want to go. Go. They don't deserve it. Remember the last time Moshe Rabbeinu was there? He was run out of town. He's trying, he's begging, Hashem's getting angry. Finally, he has the magic, he has the secret weapon. Hashem, I have a speech impediment. Can't go. I can't talk. What should the next pasuk say? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, abracadabra, boom, no more speech impediment. Hashem could do that. That should be the next thing. What, do you have to wait till Maimed or Sinai? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, good problem, good question, snap the divine fingers, no more speech impediment. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say that. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry, I'll be with you anyway. Meaning what? Meaning you don't have to be born and have everything perfect to become Moshe Rabbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't heal him. Because you don't have to be born with everything to become a Moshe Rabbeinu. Right, the famous letter there of Hutner had. You remember that we have no idea all of the challenges that all the Gdolei Yisrael have. And he writes there that it's terrible, all the books that come out that these Gdolim were saying brachas when they were 3 years old. And Rav Hutner says, who knows? And only he, Rav Hutner, can say this. Who knows how many challenges and nephilos the Chafetz Chaim had in Lashon Hara, in his life. So everybody has challenges, but the Galus of Moshe Rabbeinu was that he overcame and he channeled and he did everything he could to be able to become Moshe Rabbeinu. So if we take a step back for a moment, we learn three ideas. The Rambam says we could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hilchos Shuva. We could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, Dafka. So what about Moshe Rabbeinu? Number one, Moshe Rabbeinu did what's right because he knew that's what he has to do. He has to answer to a higher authority. He's the anti-water. Backwards nunin, but he ben saw ha'aron. That's Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't matter who's involved. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu would give anything for a fellow Jew. He gave 40 years and days of his life, even though he knew the value of every moment. But this is what he needs to do because of his love for Am Yisrael. That's what a chassan says to a tekala, that's Moshe Yisrael. And third, Moshe Rabbeinu perfected his own personality with all the challenges that he might have had. And sometimes he did get angry. And sometimes, whatever the chait was with hitting the rock, there was something there. We don't have to give more than the 10 shatim that are given by the Rishonim. But there was something. But he was still the greatest leader we ever had. Because he reached the highest levels with his essence. And maybe all three of these really blend together into the Gemara Bava Kama Daf Lamed, where the Gemara tells us in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Haiman Debar Lamevi Chasida, whoever wants to be pious, L'Kayim Mili D'Nezikin, should fulfill Mili D'Nezikin, interpersonal, Rava Amar Mili D'Avos, Va'amila Mili D'Brachos. What are these three opinions? Avos, Brachos, Nezikin, says the Marsha, Bein Adam Amakom, Bein Adam Achavero, Bein Adam La'atzma. The three areas of our life. Maybe these three aspects of Moshe, and right, just had to fit in, Mili D'Brachos is Bein Adam La'makom, Nezikin is Bein Adam Achavero, Avos, Pirkei Avos, Bein Adam La'atzma. Maybe these three elements in Moshe Rabbeinu's life, as a package, are part of these three avodos and areas that we have, and that's what makes it the example for the Rambam to choose. in Hilchos Shuvah. Right? He did what's right because he knew he has to answer to a higher authority, Ben Adam Lamako. He would do anything for a fellow Jew, Ben Adam Lachavero, and he worked on his own religious personality to perfect as much as he can, Ben Adam La'asa. And just to end with a medrash, which is really a life-changing medrash. It's a pretty heavy medrash. It's a life-changing medrash. I ended Shabbat Shuvah with this medrash about 10 years ago. You can only use a closer once, but if you've never used this, feel free. It's the last Dvarim Rabbah. It's the last Medrash Rabbah in the Torah. We know we have Medrash Rabbah in Torah and on the Chemesh Megillus. So it's the continuation of the Medrash we mentioned earlier. Moshe Rabbeinu bargaining in the last day of his life. So at the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu says it's time. So Kadosh Baruch Hu goes to, I'm not going to read it inside because I don't want to go late. He asks Gavriel, I forgot the exact order, Gavriel, Hamalach, please go bring me the Neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. And Gabriel says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe, the one who split the sea, the one who brought the Jews out of Mitzrayim, the one who brought the man down for 40 years, I'm going to bring him, go get somebody else. Okay? Michael goes to all the Malachim. Nobody wants to bring Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay? Got to go to the dark side. He goes to Samael. If you go bring me Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes! So he goes, and the last page, you have it there. He goes, and he appears in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives him a look, and he flies away. Okay, Samael's out. Whatever that means. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, I guess I have to do it myself. So Kadosh Baruch Hu goes on the last page. Ba'osa sha'am on Moshe, v'kidesh atzmok esrafim, v'yar HaKadosh Baruch Hu mishmei shamayim el yonim, litol nishmaso shal Moshe. And what happens, Bosa Shah, where it's underlined, Kara Kadosh Baruch Hu l'neshama mitokufa. Kadosh Baruch Hu calls to the neshama inside Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Abiti, Me'ev Esrim Shana Katzavtich, Heyotcha b'gufa shal Moshe. I've given you 120 years. Achshav Egiya Kitzcha, let's say it's time to come out. Tziya Ta'achri. Come, don't delay. Amar Lefanat, the neshama says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, I know you're in charge and you're life and death and you created me and you gave me Beguf Shel Moshe. You gave me 120 years, line 11. Is there any more perfect spot in the entire universe than where I am right now? I'm very happy where I am. I don't want to come. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'll give you a front row seat in front of the Kisei HaKavod. Best seat in the house. Quotes. Best seat. Siyat Ha'achri, ani ma'al ucho l'shmei ha'shamayim, ani moshiv chatachas Kisei Kvod, yeitzel ha'kruvim, usrafim. And the Neshama says, I'm happy where I am. I don't want to come. Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a choice, and whatever it means, he gives the neshika and he takes the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu. The goal of our life is to, after 120, to reach the level that our neshama says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't want to leave. I'm happy where I am. Moshe Rabbeinu reached that level. That's our goal. The Rambam says we can do it. We could be a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's our life. If every Jew could do that, we would have the Beis HaMikdash. We wouldn't have the 3 weeks of Pranusa. It would all be leading up to the Geula. We still have time. It's Tammuz and Av. We have to take back. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoche, that all of our Neshamas should be able to say after 120, I'm happy where I am in this world. Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoche to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. Yeah.